Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
And then transportation. That's what we're doing at the moment.
Ernest, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Ernest Osu-Bempa is the head of communications at Ghana Gas. Coming up next here is Ghana Connect.
Welcome to the Telecel Business Spotlight, dedicated to supporting and celebrating local SMEs as part of the Telecel SME Month 2024.
This business spotlight is on Sanda Ghana International, producers of Softcare sanitary pad and Softcare baby diapers.
When you are on your period and you need that extra layer of protection, Softcare has you covered.
If you are also looking for a diaper that combines exceptional comfort with unbeatable protection, Softcare Care is the way to go.
Call 0207-350-002 for more information or visit our social media handles.
The Telecel Business Spotlight is brought to you by Telecel Business.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Ajay.
Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away. With Holy Insecticide Spray, here I go spray them away. With Holy Insecticide Spray, when I sleep, I sleep. Me down on my back with Holy Insecticide Spray.
Holy Mosquito Quell, Holy Multi-Purpose Insecticide Spray. Ghana Krum Krum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Mami Akia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time and sometimes takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family healthcare plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
For too long, Ghanaians have been let down by empty promises and failed leadership. But now, a new dawn is rising in our beloved country. A sweeping change led by the visionary, Nana Kwame Bediakom, the leader of a new force movement. Nana Kwame Bediakom will embark on an unprecedented tour of all 276 constituencies across Ghana. He's bringing hope, economic freedom, and to put power back where it belongs, with you, the people. Be part of this historic revolution that will shape the destiny of our nation. Join the New Force Movement now and let's build a nation of our dreams. For more information, call 0531-100081. That's 0531-100081. New Force Movement. Enidaswa ba.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ghana Connect. Tonight, 52 protesters behind police and prison bars for holding protests against illegal mining. The police have cited them for unlawful assembly and a host of other breaches of Ghanaian laws. There are those who have said this is protest right under attack. In the wake of that three-day protest and the way the police and the state, the Attorney General's Department, have been handling this protest, what exactly are your views on the right to protest in the country, and how exactly do we get to improve the laws to ensure that the police do not brutalize citizens when they go on protest. But there are those who have also raised questions about the conduct of the protesters. We get into all these big issues on Ghana Connect.
Anybody who pushes this, our cause is arrest.
We're not here to find nobody.
Wallahi.
We're not here to find nobody.
If anybody thinks he's a man.
A question to the organizers, police were going to do whatever it took to maintain the peace, ensure security, law and order.
And we are all involved.
I feel like the police go out to engage young protesters with the mindset of teaching them a lesson. And the manhandedness of how they deal with them shows that they have no regard for the rights of these citizens.
Not even the angels of heaven, if they are acting as police, would allow such a thing. It is the most dangerous thing to do.
And I don't think that the IGP himself would like to be treated the way these people have been treated.
Is the right to protest under threat in Ghana? We connect on this after the break.
The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret? He said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.gh. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244-308-111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
Hooray! Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited's back to school promotion is here with us once again. From August to September this year, Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited is giving a generous 10 to 20% discount on all school items like textbooks, pens, pencils, erasers, exercise books, and much more across all our branches in Accra, Tema, Kumasi, Takrade, Winneba, and Cape Coast. Parents, teachers, and students, please hurry while stocks last. For more information, call us on 0506-487-557 or 0302-764-209 or via email at info@kingdomgh.com. You can also visit our website www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Kingdom Books, where quality and affordability are both assured. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. Amanfo, me don't want to see the baby. When you say my baby, maybe mom more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mom lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
This October, come and encounter Jesus in a way you've never experienced before. The Maker's House Chapel International presents Experience Conference 2024 under the theme Jesus. From 6th to 13th October, join us for a week of divine connection and spiritual renewal. Be transformed by powerful ministrations from anointed men of God, Pastor Jonathan Miller, Reverend Eastwood Anoba, Dr. Diony Bias, and your host, Dr. Michael Brady Nyamiche. The venue is the Destiny Arena of the Maker's House Chapel International, Hunter Atomic, Edison School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Weekday services start 6:30 p.m. and weekends 8 a.m. Experience Conference 2024. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. Experience Jesus.
Arise, come and live for your...
For too long, Ghanaians have been let down by empty promises and failed leadership. But now, a new dawn is rising in our beloved country. A sweeping change led by the visionary, Nana Kwame Bediako, the leader of a new force movement. Nana Kwame Bediako will embark on an unprecedented tour of all 276 constituencies across Ghana. He's bringing hope, economic freedom, and to put power back where it belongs, with you, the people. Be part of this historic revolution that will shape the destiny of our nation. Join the New Force Movement now and let's build a nation of our dreams. For more information, call 0531-100081. That's 0531-100081. New Force Movement. Enida Swaba.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Go. Go.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Star 712 hash.
You could be the luckiest.
Is the right to protest under threat? This is what we are discussing on Ghana Connect. And I have some really brilliant minds on Ghana Connect who are about to dissect this issue and get to the bottom of it. But for those of you who have been following or who have not been following, here is a lowdown of how the protest went over the last 3 days between Saturday and Monday here in Accra against illegal mining and the response that has ensued so far. When I come back, I introduce to you a crack team to get into the Vex Matters.
Anybody who pushes this, of course, is arrested.
We're not here to find nobody.
Wallahi.
We're not here to find nobody.
If anybody thinks he's a man.
Think about the future, children.
Mankind wicked and wise.
Cyanide and mercury in the water. They let this poison in the water. The farmlands are chemicalized and I don't know what to do. Yeah, and this is because of illegal mining and cocoa production declining, deforestation and rising a violent crime every day. Well, many men shall die because of the greedy of another man, yeah. Worldwide, many men shall die. Women and children suffer the most. Handling poisonous chemicals without no gloves. Contaminated water running through the hose. And that is what we drink and same thing we shit to
do. I can use for the mountains, the hills and the ocean. I can use for the mountains.
We served a caution to the organizers, police were going to do whatever it took to maintain the peace, ensure security, law and order.
And we are all involved.
Raf is one of the organizers of this protest, a member of Democracy Hub. Wait, just for some clarity, have you been arrested by the police?
We have been arrested because this is an arrest. You ask the protesters to leave wherever you are asking them to leave. Now we organize them to move away from the road. We were on the side, which is the pavement, and now we've been asked by the authorities to follow the police.
We refuse to be what you wanted us to be. We are what we are. That's the way it's going to be.
safe for us.
Release all arrested protesters. The 15 individuals, including an 8-year-old child who was unlawfully arrested during the protest, must be released immediately.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth.
For the police and the security agencies, since colonial days, this is how they have operated. A pure post-colonial training, something we received from the colonial master. This is how the police have behaved from Nkrumah days.
I feel like the police go out to engage young protesters with the mindset of teaching them a lesson. And the manhandedness of how they deal with them shows that they have no regard for the rights of these citizens.
Not even the angels of heaven, if they are acting as police, would allow such a thing. Rioters always want to provoke, and it depends on how the police act. The point is this, trying to, spark a police vehicle. Who knows what you want to do with a police vehicle?
When the case were called, but 2 days ago, in the matter that we are alleging that there's a pregnant woman, before the court, counsel for that accused person never made it known to the court that one of his clients was a pregnant woman.
The husband has all the proof, and he showed it to us the last time, 4 months pregnant.
So where is that saying that I'm not certain that you have a fixed place of abode? That is the reason I'll not grant bail. Hey, Raymond, it says it's not a weighty reason at this.
Now see how many times, darling, you go to come, they beg me to vote, darling. Then we two, we go four, then we vote, Charlie. Right after, you treat me like gold, Charlie. Sickness just the cure when I old, Charlie. Depression just the cure when I you, Charlie. Let's see how many times, Charlie.
And I don't think that the IGP himself would like to be treated the way these people have been treated. And therefore, I think that the IGP should have done better, and especially an IGP who is being touted as the best IGP by the media and other people. I don't think that this is what we expect.
Do you support calls for the head of the IGP?
I have always supported that he's not fit to be where he is, frankly speaking. And this is evidence that the IGP is a very brutal person, and he must be, his head must rule over this issue.
Pray for day.
Well, so that's been the lowdown. Let's get right into the conversation. And I'm happy to be connecting with Abdul Karim Ibrahim. He's not been on the show for quite some time now, but he's back. And Abdul Karim, it's good to have you connect with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Kwepu.
Well, Nana Kakari is a Ghanaian journalist. She's based in the United States of America. There's a lot of protest that happened there. So she's quite familiar with the TEF and she connects with us. Nana, it's good to have you connect with us.
Thank you, Kwaku.
Worship Frimpong is a budding lawyer. Very soon, he'll be called to the bar. He's learning to be a lawyer. He's also a climate activist and is connecting with us. Worship, it's good to have you.
Thank you very much, Kweku.
And Isaiah Duncan Williams made a debut on the show quite some time back and is connecting again. Isaiah, it's good to have you connect.
Thank you, Kweku.
And then Kwabena Mafo is a law student. He's also going to be called to the bar in the next year or so. And he's connecting with us, making a debut on the show. Kwabena Mafo, if you can unmute, it's good to have you connect with us on the show.
Thank you very much, Kweku. And I hope you can hear me.
Loud and clear. So let me start with you, Isaiah. The protests and the aftermath. A lot has been said. What do you make of the police reaction and the state reaction so far?
Okay. Thank you, Kweku. Kweku, first and foremost, I want us to look at, when we take a critical look at Article 21, we'll find out that every citizen, we have our human rights and we are subject to our views and opinions. However, we have the right to demonstrate. But in this case, I will say that you don't have to demonstrate to disturb the peace and security you are enjoying as a country. So I think that if the protesters, well, we are on a very good course that we are demonstrating with a name of Galamsey. It is very good. That is the piece. It's very good. However, we shouldn't champion that as if maybe we are championing a cause of gallantry, but we have maybe a political hand pushing something somewhere.
You suggest that this protest might have been motivated by political interest and not the gallantry fight that was put out by the organizers?
Yes, please. Simply because why should you go on a demonstration and then you want to destroy the state property, you want to push barricades, you are pushing the policemen. The police is to ensure law and order in our country. So why should you fight with them? Why should you banter with them? Why should you push their barricades? Then that simply means that you are trying to create an attention. Okay? So I think that the point of fighting Galamsey is there, but there is something hidden within that point. That is, they have an interest somewhere that is making them to push for that cause. Because I think that if we should fight Galamsey, we shouldn't politicize it. So if you are going on the street, we all agree with you that Galamsey is not good, it's destroying our water bodies and our environment. So we all agree with you. However, you cannot go on the street and block the main road. That is security zone.
Isaiah, the truth, however, is that the police did block those roads the night prior to the first day of the protest. The police did announce a special operation and they blocked much of the roads around the central hospital, the 37 military hospital, right from Opebia. So much of the roads already had been blocked by the police.
Yes, much of the roads have been blocked by them. But I think they made they called them again and gave them a different route. That, okay, because of the security issue here, and then because of the hospital. So let's move to, I think, is it Bema Camp around that area? Go and do your protest within that area.
Okay, I see the point that you made, Isaiah. I want to hold it there. I want to bounce that to Abdul Karim Ibrahim. Isaiah seemed to make the point that, listen, whatever the protests get, they brought it onto themselves. Is that a point you share?
I think that would be a completely unfortunate position for anyone to take with me. And I want to hold Isaiah to this a bit, if you would indulge me.
Please do.
What exactly about the protests from the past few days, as we have seen it, created instability or demonstrated any potential of insecurity in this country? Could we get some explanation as to what exactly that means? Because I think we should move away from this abstraction about destroying the security and the peace of the country. What's the evidence for that? Based on the conduct that you saw, and the protests that you saw on those days, What about it really was a danger to the security and peace of this country?
Isaiah, you have a response? Hello, Isaiah, do you have a response? Well, it appears
maybe not. Yeah, but yes, maybe not. But that's the point that I really want to draw attention to again, because I think we like to run around and call. There's a comparative that we need to do here. We're looking at a situation where almost every entity, institution, research organization, and anything, any group of people that one could imagine here in this country, has pointed to what it is that we are seeing with the destruction of our environment as a result of mining. But apart from that, citizens also have very genuine concerns in terms of how things are generally in the country. At every point in time, as we have all come to know, they have every right whatsoever to make any demonstration or protest about it. What we must not accept is that the protest would be defined in a certain choreographic manner so that those against whom you are making that protest will determine for you how that must be done. There's a question of efficiency, effectiveness of that. And for me, that amounts to censorship in its own way. So I have not seen, and I think that it's very, very important to judge this against what it is that we are fighting about right now, right? It is a matter that borders on an existential crisis in a way that in itself could lead to very terrible conflicts within this particular country, as we have seen around the world on issues of water, as it is emerging in many other places like that. So if we see the problem for what it is, then we would not be all over the place about, 30 inconveniences like people placing blocks on the road, among other things like that. We do these things all the time for sometimes frankly very flimsy things. We see our political elites run around the country, right? We've seen attempts when, say, heads of state or other groups of people, corrupt people in their own rights in their own country come around. We block all of us our convenience to entertain them. Why can't we do something like that for our own self when it comes to something as fundamental as the destruction of our environment and all of those things? It is not in our interest. And let's all get this, especially for those of you who are very quick to cite to us something that is written in the Constitution about what we are allowed to do and what we are not allowed to do. It is also incumbent upon us, and has been the case almost everywhere, where systems and institutions have changed from their fundamental core. People have broken those rules for very important reasons. The most important consideration that I think anybody at all should make in this particular conversation is to ask yourself, what exactly is it that we are attempting to resolve? If it is a problem that goes up to our neck, that almost has the potential to destroy all of us, then I'm sure that we should be able to have it within our own imagination to countenance a few inconveniences here and there. And besides, as I've mentioned already to you, Kweku, all of these things happen in any ways. And we have also told all of us what happened there on the grounds. The police by themselves have done this. So clearly, this was a case of the Ghana Police Service attempting to do whatever it is that they have or continuously do. They are done. They have become some sort of like a boogie boy who any political party or governance or leaders can just turn them around and deal with them as they please. We don't think that's something that we should be entertaining as citizens of this country. And clearly, it is a violation that we must all condemn. And I'm very happy that a lot of people have added their voice to this.
Worship, is that the same sense you get?
I think that I fundamentally agree with Abdul Karim, and I share the opinion that it's a very unfortunate position for any other person else to hold the opinion, such opinions against the protesters. And I think that, Kweku, you know, we have the tendency in this country to, as it were, in circumstances like this, trivialize conversations and move away from the things that really matter under the circumstances. We are looking at three main issues at hand: the protest, the actions of the protesters, and the actions of the security agencies and the judiciary. I have always mentioned that there's never been any revolution that has not come without a cost. There's some revolutions that have come at a greater cost than we have even accommodated. And in any democratic dispensation like ours, we should be able to create room that accommodates some basic, arrangements like this, which are geared towards people seeking for the betterment of this country. People are struggling in this country. This issue we are talking about, whether or not it is even politically motivated, it does not change the fact that the issue we are talking about is an existential threat to our existence and our living as humans. Whether you are young or old, whether animals or whether you're a human being, these issues are affecting us to the core. So even if it is motivated by NDC, by the MPP, by whatever it is, it does not change the nature of it that Galamse is a matter that we must regard with utmost respect and the necessary decency that we must give it. And so if the people, right, by some excesses have contravened the law, it is within the remit of the law to ensure that they also do not abuse the law in remedying it. These are basic maxims of equity.
Which specific laws have been abused in line of trying to fix the situation?
Take it out again.
You said the state should not be abusing laws and rights in trying to fix abuses. I'm trying to find out, what has the state particularly done that is an abuse?
So, for example, Kweku, we are looking at the right to be granted bail. When this country, where we have seen in the case of Martin Pebu and the Attorney General, where the court has reasoned that everybody has the right to bail, no matter the offense, even if the offense is as grievous as murder, you have the right to be granted bail. Why? Because the law presumes that you are actually innocent until proven guilty. In the case of Dennis Edujefi, an Attorney General. And so to have arrested these people, spread them across the capital, kept them in places where their lawyers are finding it difficult to trace them, and when on several occasions they were asked where they were so the lawyers could help them defend their case, you don't provide them the needed assistance. It is an abuse of the law.
It's an abuse of the law. Julius, there are points that have been made around this table about whether or not the protest might have been politically motivated. Do you think that is an important distinction to be made, particularly given that we are just about 2 months to an election? There are those who have specifically come out to say that this is just the NDC going behind this group to foment trouble.
Kweku Asante, there is one fundamental point that must be put across. Whether somebody is UGCC, you know, CPP, NDC, MPP, all are Ghanaians. That's the first point that must be put across. And Galamse is a menace that is destroying this country for all of us, poisoning our waters for all of us. And so it doesn't matter who the person is. But one point I want to put across clearly, I'm a spokesperson for the NDC in this election. The demonstration was not orchestrated by the NDC nor backed by the NDC. These are just young Ghanaians who have been actuated by the fact that this canker, which has been presided over by the MPP's government, should not continue. That point must land. Then the next thing I want to make clear, Kweku, I think my network is... is the fact that the issues that are being spoken about by these people are not issues that can even be made a political subject matter. How do you make an environmental degradation issue political? It is not. But the dealing with the issue is one that requires political will from the presidency. And so when people call out the presidency, and by reason of the fact that the MPP feels that their performance on Galamse and dealing with the menace is going to affect their chances of re-election, and then they turn on these people and abuse them, it is very unfair. And on the side of the court, it is shocking to me, more importantly, because in the inception of the Fourth Republic, one of the issues that were topical was the right to demonstration. And ironically, the case in which the right to demonstration was crystallized was a case called MPP versus IGP, where their challenges were about police abusing demonstrators and police trying to prevent demonstrations from happening. Rather shockingly, under an MPP government today, an MPP attorney general is prosecuting people, asking people to be remanded in prison custody by reason only of the fact that they have demonstrated. And for me, if there is any...
The police have also stated, Julius, the police have stated that they engage in several acts of lawlessness, including unlawful assembly, including obstructing, and so many of the evidence that the police say they have and they are going to put before the court. So, is it not inaccurate to say that they are being prosecuted simply for protests?
Before I even deal with the police, criminal claims that they have against them, let's deal with our courts and the exercise of discretion in this matter. Which of these, charges warrant remanding people in custody? Unlawful assembly, if I'm not mistaken, Section 202 of Act 29, is at best a misdemeanor. And a misdemeanor does not warrant remanding people to prison custody. Since when does that happen in Ghana? And so if there's any political motivation in all of this conversation, it is on the side of the governing party, who feels that the activities of these people is exposing their failure. The reason is because the lapse is happening in Ghana because they have encouraged it. If you look at the number of licenses they've issued within this period, it is unrealistic that environmental impact assessments could have been done. You can't claim to have done environmental impact assessments for over 1,500 licenses in 8 years. It is utterly impossible.
I mean, let me bounce that off to Kwame Namafo, and I'll come back to you, Julius, while we go around the table. Kwame Namafo, do you get the same sense that there's a lot of people who have spoken around this table that are saying that this is like killing an ant with a sledgehammer? You get the same sense?
Kweku, thank you. There are two main issues that I want to drive on. First of all, concerning the Galamsey issue and the fact that there's an assertion by very politically exposed people that all the people driving this message about the protest and the Galamsey are all politically motivated people, and there is no way that it is actually a just cause. The second point I will make later on is the reaction of the police to the protesters and this concerted effort that is apparent that they just want to punish people for this protest. Now, the first point on Galamsey, it is very frustrating and annoying. A nonpartisan person, when someone assumes that you are not reasonable enough to form political opinions, especially surrounding an issue as sensitive as Galamsey, to say that all people that are protesting, all people that are on the streets fighting against this canker, are NDC people, politically motivated people, and so they deserve what they want. It is a very unfair characterization, I think, to lose the whole protest. But then, second, I think we should change the tenor of the message that we are driving with, because for decades now, we've all been saying Galamsey is bad. Everybody knows it's bad. Even those doing the Galamsey know that it is bad. The problem now is that the people we are trusting to solve the issue are not solving the issue. We're here when they set up the Ministerial Committee on Galamsey. They came out with a report, a detailed report that exposes people who are responsible, and it was thrown away. We're here when they brought out numerous documents by Fourth Estate. I believe Joyce have conducted documentaries to expose people who are deeply connected with all these things, politically exposed people. But we've seen nothing actively being done to change this. And it is understandable if not everybody can go out on the streets. We don't expect policemen to leave their uniforms and go on the street and protest. We don't expect judges to do that. Knowing that, we know that not everybody can do that, but there are some people who have taken it upon themselves to face the danger and protest. I mean, what motivation, what incentive do these people cannot protest have to be cruel to these ones who are protesting? What incentive do you have to be cruel and join a concerted effort to want to punish these people because they are exposing things that you are incapable of exposing? And as a resident, I can say, as a matter of fact, that you are very detailed in the number of things that you can say in your exposure to a number of things. And that's a fact. But to the extent that you can lend our support in a court such as this, I think it is very unfair that justice branded as NDC speeches and politically motivated individuals. As a matter of fact, what political force is what motivated political, even independence, that was pushed by Duma.
So, Komna, I have a little challenge with your connection. I think there's the sound is not so good. So, please fix it. Get your position yourself a little bit well, and then I'll come back to you. You said you're going to make a second point. So, Jessica and Nana Kakari, I'm going to bounce this off you, and then we can come around the table again. Let me start from Nana Kakari. Nana, what are your views about what we have seen since the protest, the police handling of the situation, and where we are now, 52 persons languishing behind bars for what the police say is unlawful assembly mainly, but they just really went out there to protest Galamsey.
You know, I just cannot comprehend why criminals engaging in illegal mining are loitering around Ghana freely while people who are just Ghanaian citizens who have the democratic right to protest are detained and thrown into prison. Look, let's take us back to the core of why they started this protest. The three-day protest was simply asking government to take action against illegal mining, which, by the way, is being blamed by polluting 60% of the water bodies in Ghana. In fact, analysts are saying that the country could be importing water by 2030 if nothing is done to address this national issue. I will first acknowledge that, you know, I have seen protesters burning flags. I have seen a protester actually pulling the car key from the ignition of a police van. I do not condone that. I'm condemning that action. However, I also saw footages and images of police brutalizing these citizens, of police arresting protesters, just standing by and chanting. I also saw image of police arrested a 62-year-old and a 10-year-old girl. Let's take a step back. A 10-year-old little girl, how this is going to affect her mentally, the images of police, men and women in uniform, having her in handcuffs. Let's just think about that, a 10-year-old.
Well, so that, probably, Nana, that 10-year-old and the other 8-year-old were not put in handcuffs, though. I think that's the point we have to make. The
police that is did fine, take but they them, were being yeah. walked. Let's focus on the 10-year-old. I saw an image of the 10-year-old with police officers walking with her. Let's just take it. That is even enough to create the mental, to have an impact on her mental abilities. But let's just put that on the side. The police is not above the law. Let's get that straight. And when the police does not prosecute, it's the court that prosecutes. The police make arrest, right? My understanding of the law enforcement is to de-escalate tensions and not do the other way, not the other way around. And what I saw with the images and videos that are floating around the media outlet was not what the police was doing. I saw men and women in uniform abusing these protesters. Why would you put handcuffs on people without reading them their Miranda rights? That should have been done. Most of the protesters, when they were being walked into the courthouse, were saying, I do not know why I'm being arrested.
Well, Nana Kakari is based in the U.S., so I see why she's talking about Miranda rights. Well, listen, this is Ghana. In Ghana, no police man will read to you a Miranda right. That is if they themselves know what the Miranda rights are about, tell you why your offense is, why we are arresting you, your right to counsel. In fact, there are those who have still made the point that they've not had access to counsel. That's the point you made earlier on that I want to clarify. In Ghana, of course, the police do the arrest. The police can also prosecute. The court just sits as an arbiter and then ultimately hand down judgment at the end of the day. The police can prosecute on behalf of the Attorney General. Just some clarity. Now, Jessica, I'll come back to you. Jessica, do you get a sense that we are losing fight of the reason why we are here? And the protest were really about illegal mining. The call for some action. Appears that has gone a bit under the radar. And I've seen on your social media and Twitter, you've serialized the kind of damage this Galamsey, this illegal mining menace is causing our water bodies.
Right. But Kwaku, let's...
Nana, I'll come back to you. I just want Jessica to take that. I'll come back to you, Nana. I'll come back to you, I promise. Hello, Jessica, you
All
are
right.
me? Yes.
Thank you very much. Well, I don't even know where to start, so I don't know where to end. But I do not think people are oblivious of the effects of galamsey on our water bodies and the community as a whole. I only think they just do not understand the full scope of the consequences that await us, you know, very soon. When we were younger, we used to say in the future, and unfortunately for us, the future is now. We are given 3 years of bioremediation, else we'll start importing water. Today, there was Ghana Pharmaceutical Corporation is having a symposium for pharmacists in KNUST. And when they were talking yesterday, they stated emphatically that if government doesn't do something about the galamsey, they will have to start importing water to be able to manufacture drugs. And that is the state that we are in. And this wasn't the same 4 years ago. This wasn't even the same 2 years ago. After 2022, Etiwa wasn't, which is a place on the Kumase Accra Highway, it wasn't polluted that much. The water wasn't that turbid. Pra wasn't that turbid. Densu wasn't that turbid as of 2021 because USAID published something under USAID Sustainable Water Practices in 2021, and it didn't name Ghana as part of water-stressed places. Although it stated, you know, galamsey was ongoing, it never said we're under water stress. But it's 2024, and we are, I think, number 3 on water stress list. And this is very, very alarming. Most people do not understand the effects of this. But this is very alarming. It will mean that we will not even have water for household purposes. Maybe very soon somebody will have to pee and they will have to filtrate it and drink it because that will be the only water available for us. And all this is as a result of illegal mining. And what makes it so painful is that it is illegal because we are not generating any revenue from the mining that they are doing. The government gets nothing, 0%. Thieves get no royalties, nothing. And day in, day out, the government issues licenses to these people. They can pollute everything, and we don't get anything from it. And the scale of illegal miners to legal miners in Ghana is 85 to 15. 85 to 15. So if you think we are safe, we are not. We are losing revenue, we are losing our environment, we are losing water, we are losing lives. People are dying. You know, there's been a rise on kidney-related problems, skin problems, which are all effects of being exposed to heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, and then cyanide. So we are not safe. Citizens are not safe. Nobody is safe. And the very people that are opposing the process are not safe either, because these people eat, they drink in the same Ghana. You get it? So maybe their eyes will open soon. And it should be soon. And they should release our friends too. That's all I have to say.
Well, Free the Citizens is still trending on Twitter. I mean, Karim, back to the matter, as we've been discussing from the top of the show, do you get a sense that the right to protest is under threat? Because, listen, I don't recall any high-profile, I mean, protest that has not had issues with the police, injunctions, last minute, and all the issues that keep coming up, brutalities. I remember 2019 law students going on protest, being beaten by the police, sprayed with hot water, and all that.
Yeah.
You get the same sense? Or is just a bit of exaggeration?
No, I think it's actually what is happening is far more egregious than just to simply say protests under threat. Because I think that generally, even when we talk about protests, even for the best of people, the kindest of people around these matters, the sense that I get is that they think of protests in this very abstract, very generic sense, in the sense that protests as in, if you are aggrieved, you should be allowed a right, or you have a right to say, go to the street and to vent. The problem is nobody seems to really appreciate what the protest must look like and why it must be effective or how it would be effective. Particularly given the institutions or the political elite, especially that we are up against. And for me, that contest is always very, very important. And that is why I think this is far more egregious, because we have a situation where we seem to have a civic enterprise, right? We have a so-called multi-party democracy. We're told that we are liberalizing, among other things like that. We're told, among other things, that we have independent state institutions and all. And so typically, when they subvert the fundamental rights of people in this way, it is hard for a lot of people to appreciate. And that's why the very good mass of our people don't seem to really get it. Even though I agree with other colleagues on this panel that almost everybody has a sense of how bad the calamity is. But in terms of their imagination as to how much we can do in terms of just drawing attention or just completely demonstrating that we are angry, we seem to have a limit. For me, I do not think that giving the comparative in terms of what exactly it is that we are dealing with here, it is even so helpful for us to sometimes take some time to even condemn the likes of Oliver Barker and for the act of, say, demobilizing the police vehicle. Because I appreciate that in some ways, given the context of the society that we live in, one can argue that that may not be very efficient in terms of wheeling people on the other side. But then again, if you also look at where typically we seem to all find ourselves and the conundrum that we are in, it will also mean that someone has to be on the ground to do some of the most difficult tasks. That also implies sometimes being such a nuisance, because we like to think that we can have the protest against people who do not listen, against people who have not listened to the national the Academy of Arts and Sciences. They have not listened to journalists. They have not listened to literally anybody, and they have not demonstrated any serious political will to address the problem. Somehow we think that, or if we want to go about and put our hands behind our back, and the police says that, oh, we want you here but not here, why is there such an interest in demonstrating and dictating which location, for instance, is important, if none of that at all is relevant? Why do you want to put the protest, for instance, around the 37 post office area, where you know very well that in terms of the level of nuisance they can create to them to draw some attention, you're not able to go to get that? So all of this are very systematic. And for me, within the context of the way we seem to trust state institutions like the police service and all of that, it makes it particularly very difficult. And that's why a lot of people would be so obsessed with the idea that somebody has taken the key out of the police vehicle and thrown it out. And so what? What does that really do for anybody? That's why I would be happy that even when people make this point, I want someone to demonstrate, for instance, how that ultimately translates to, say, insecurity, disruption of peace, or any of those things that we like to tell ourselves. It is just completely untrue. Mm. And for me, we need to demand more from ourselves when we are having this kind of conversation, because we like to just run around with a lot of obvious things and not really go to the root and ask ourselves that as a people, what is our own imagination like? We can create a new world for ourselves where we can protest the way that we want. So that protest in itself, by the virtue of how dangerous it can get, would be a preemptive strike against those who would always wait for problems to get to this level before we come to address them. The problem is important. Look at it first and ask yourself that, is it going to be enough to just simply go on the streets there and do the good boy things that they are expecting of you? It doesn't work. So big ups to all of those who went out there and caused destruction. Big ups to all of those. Of course, today they are paying for it somehow in a way that other people like us who were not there on that day are not experiencing it. But that's also why I respect them, because they truly appreciated the difficulty that we have. And so we must be, unrepentant and completely unabashed in terms of how we defend them. Because between them and the Ghana Police Service, if anybody, or the state, if anybody deserves our condemnation, it is not them. If anybody deserves our unchecked support, it is them and not the state institutions and those who are making life difficult for all of us.
Kwame Namafo, you have a point flowing from that.
Yeah, Kweku, is my name better now?
Much better than the first time.
Well, thank you. So the point I'm making that actually flows from what Karim just said. The reaction of the police, the court, and the state law enforcement agencies to the protest that happened, and why that suggests a concerted effort to actually instill fear in others from engaging in further protests. And I say this because of two things. The first is that this protest that happened is a reaction to the kind of performative acts that we've seen from governments in an attempt to solve this collapse issue, which we've all seen have not worked, and have actually worsened. That suggests, and if you read all the data that suggests to expose the people behind the calamity canker, it is undeniable that there are people in government, people who we have entrusted to actually solve the issue, who are actually making things worse. So to come from that perspective, if you really appreciate the fact that people you trust to do good are the ones actually causing you harm, I don't think you would be. These people are angry enough, and that's where I agree with Karim. We are not angry enough to do that. But the second thing, to the extent that, people are forgotten things when they protested, they say that, oh, they blocked rules, fair, arrest them and prosecute them. But the extent and the manner in which they are doing it, the extent that they are even employing extrajudicial means, suggests a deliberate effort to punish these people and to punish these protesters. And this is why, if you look at all the actions of the police from the time they arrested them to the time the judges in the court remanded them, you can't deny that this is an intentional way to punish them as convicts, even if they've not been convicted yet. If you look at the various videos that are going about on Twitter, all the videos that the protesters took, there's a video where a woman is trying to reach out to, I think I'm a governor, because they had not seen her for hours, I think 48 hours. In front of a court of law, a senior officer from the police had the effrontery to tell an old woman to shut up just because she was using a relative's name. I mean, what manner of audacity do we have to treat the people that they are supposed to serve that way?
Mm.
Another video suggests that they are actually actively preventing these arrested people from speaking to the press. What do they have to hide? If they are indeed feeding them papaya, what do they have to hide? See, another thing, they're actually playing hide and seek with their lawyers. They are not allowing them to see their lawyers. The lawyers have to plead in court to have a conference with their clients. What defense do you expect the lawyers to give them if they can't see their lawyers?
Well, Julius, what's your reaction to that? Hello, Julius.
Yeah. Now, for me, there is only one thing that is clear, and I think Kapnamaku has said it, already. That is the fact that there is a deliberate effort to make sure that these people are made an example of. And I've said it on many occasions that what is happening now is targeted at not only the people who have been arrested, but the rest of us who are speaking on this galamsey issue. They are telling you that this is how we will treat you if you get out to speak on any of these matters. Do not dare come out. If you come out, we'll have you beaten, we'll have you remanded in prison, we'll have you test and hunger. That is what they are trying to do. And for me, my message to the Ghanaian people is simple. Do not bow to it. Do not take the bait. When there is any opportunity whatsoever for you to come out and demonstrate against the canker that is going on, come out in their numbers. They can't arrest all of us. The courts cannot arraign all of us at the same time. They will not be able to. And the Attorney General must know this. He is also a minister for justice. He is not supposed to be using himself for perpetrating injustice. I've been told that it is a senior state attorney that is prosecuting the case. That demonstrates the Attorney General's department's own vested interest in the matter. And as Attorney General, he has so far served only the political interests of the governing New Patriotic Party. That should end.
That should end. And I think the point you make there, the Deputy AG himself has been speaking about it. He has been put to the question about whether or not they are going to drop this, given the pressure that has been piling over the week. He says, no, the state is going to see this through. And if anybody is going to end up clearing these persons who have been put before court, it will be the court itself, not the Attorney General. Worship, just before we wrap up, I want to know where we go from here. There are protests scheduled for next week between Ted and Faith, Free the Citizens and all that. Where do we go from here, Worship?
I think that we have consistently drummed home the significance of the issue that we're facing now. It is that galamsey, in all forms, whether legal or illegal, is an existential threat to our living as Ghanaians, and we must put an end to it. If the government is so much interested in joining the citizens to fight this collectively, the government must give us a reason for people to stop any intentions to protest. This initial one has happened. There's been a whole, abuse of the system, as like I have mentioned, and people are enraged. It means that whatever is going to happen in the next few weeks to come, the new protest that people are scheduling is going to be much heavier and weightier in terms of numbers and in terms of actions and excesses of people's actions. If the government is seeking to create and enhance the peace and safety of this country, all other people that are involved, we've had so many documentaries on this galamsey that if you want to find people and arrest them, you can find them. The government should take steps. That is the only solution that I think would help this. The government must take very bold step. And I use bold step because if you look at everything that's happening with this galamsey, regardless of the nuances that we want to draw into the conversation, the only reasonable conclusion we can arrive at is that government is on the side of the galamseyers and not the side of the citizenry.
In yes or no, should the charges against the protesters be dropped?
I think that it should be dropped. We've held on too long.
Yeah, Nana, what do you think? Yes or no, should the charges be dropped or the state should see through the prosecution?
It must be dismissed and the protesters should be released immediately.
Jessica, you've made that point already, and I've seen on your social media that you are going to hit the street next week as well. But just for reiterating, should the charges be dropped? Jessica, on mute. Okay, Kwame Namafo, charges dropped or not, or the protesters should see through it, perhaps get a judgment from the court and even sue for malicious prosecution?
I think my position on that may have been implied. It should be dropped. To what end are you prosecuting them?
To what end are you prosecuting them for? Julius, prosecute or not prosecute?
The charges should be dropped with an apology from the Attorney General.
Isaiah,
it should be dropped.
What should happen?
Oh, I think they must proceed simply because we must allow our institutions to work. Okay, yes.
Must allow our institutions to work. And that's how we wrap up on Ghana Connected tonight. You've been hearing brilliant minds, Abdul Karim Ibrahim, Julius Kwame Anthony, Nana Kakari, Jessica Samoa, Worship Frimpong, Kwame Namafo, and Isaiah Duncan. You know that Ghana Connected is on TV. So between 8 and 9 a.m. tomorrow, you have to watch. And I'll be bringing around quite some of these minds to try and expand from where we left off this evening on Joy FM and get into it on TV on Joy News as well. So thank you very much for listening. And this conversation is going to rage on. There are those who believe that the state is really just mishandling its citizens for just going out there and daring to protest against the menace of illegal mining. There are those like Professor Vladimir Fidanso and Isaiah on this show who have said that if you break the law, regardless of the cause you're fighting for, you must face the full rigors of the law. How exactly do we balance that and get some results? I'll see you again same time next week. My name is Kweku Asante. Have a great evening.
Think about the future, children.
Mankind, wicked and wise.
Destroying generation now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cyanide and mercury in the water. They let this poison in the water. The farmlands are chemicalized and I don't know what to do. Yeah, and this is because of illegal mining and cocoa production declining, deforestation and rising a violent crime every day.
Ghana, are you ready?
the Hits FM hottest DJ, is back with a bang after a long break. Hits 103.9 FM brings you the hottest DJ, Tertiary Edition. Yes, you heard me right. The Tertiary Edition. Are you currently enrolled in a tertiary institution? Do you have what it takes to be the ultimate winner for this year's hottest DJ competition? Are you looking to showcase your DJ talent to the world? This is your chance to shine. Join DJs from all universities across Accra to battle for supremacy and prove your worth as the next hottest DJ. Come, showcase your flair, style, and swag to be crowned the next hottest DJ. Go to our social media pages, click or scan the QR code on the hottest DJ banner, fill and submit the form. Our team will reach out to you and lead you through the payment process. The fee is a cool 100 Ghana cedis. For further details and inquiries, send a WhatsApp message on 0531-003813. 0531-003813. This year's edition promises to be better and mega. The hottest DJ competition is brought to you by Hits 103.9 FM and partnered by Joy Prime. The Hits FM hottest DJ, unearthing unique talents.
Today's contest is like Kingdom Filipino Fighter.
The stage is set. The atmosphere electric. These are the minds ready to engage in the ultimate battle where every second counts and every answer could make or break your dream.
You can contest with us, but you can never compete us.
Beat everyone. It's an all-out, no stress.
And for some, it's all about that one word.
Direct.
Others, your hearts beat in sync with every point earned.
In the name of Jesus.
And for some, the pain of defeat lingers long after the final riddle. The National Championship of the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz this October. Catch all the contests on Joy News, Joy Prime and Joy FM and follow the action across our social media platform. Who will be crowned champion? Let the quiz begin.
Best wishes to all three schools.
The 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service. The broadcast of the National Science and Maths Quiz on Joy News is supported by NASCO, Vitamil, Virtual Security Africa, Ace Medical Insurance, Build Financial Technologies.
Gentlemen, the biggest corporate sporting event in Ghana, the mother of them all, the biggest of them all, is back.
It's back?
Oh yeah, it's back. So you better get yourselves ready for this big corporate sporting spectacle on Saturday, October 26, 2024.
You well, girls are going down, I'm telling you. My Maple Leafs are strong. Okay, we are winning
Okay. All right, you know what to do. Just get yourselves ready and start training now because the big day is coming. Big bragging rights are waiting to be taken over. It's the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, reintroduced, rehushed, and coming back with big explosion and big energy. To register your corporate institution, call 0540-106-466. Here in Accra, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament coming to you on Saturday, October 26, 2024. At the University of Ghana Stadium from 9 a.m. sharp. Oh, yes, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is back.
Wow, I got joy, baby. If you want to feel the music, what you need? If you want to feel the blues, what you need? Joy. Wow!
What's up, y'all? This is Morris B.
Amazing, I love Joy FM.
It's the library with Andy Dusty. This is the library. This is the library. In the library, we don't disturb.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.